back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
Okay, before we get to our guest, let's shout out our friends at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from, there is always something new to try at Total Wine & More. How about a great Prosecco for under $8 and a French Rosé for under $7? With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. We bring on Willie Ramirez from the Associated Press as he covers all the Vegas teams in Sin City. And it's good to have you aboard again, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Two things. One is I can attest to Total Wine & More.
Okay.
There's a bottle of wine that I personally purchased, and it's into the triple figures at the restaurants I go to, but if I go in Total Wine & More, it's over 60% cheaper. Number two, I dig the comeback music. Looks down at the old Jackson 5, I want you back. I think it's sign that you wanted me back on with you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're a regular for us when it comes to the Vegas teams. And, you know, it's funny, we had you on to talk nights, and then I was filling out my rundown today, and I see this Garoppolo with the foot, but also the Davante Adams stuff with the Raiders. He calls him out, and then McDaniels is kind of like, yeah, you know, he's earned that right. You know, he gets to say what he wants. I don't know if that's a great message for a head coach to say that the star player can kind of light the team under, but then other players, you know, maybe don't have that profile. So what do you make of this, you know, frustration from Davante Adams and where we head from here with the Raiders?
Well, that message that Josh sent this morning was an answer to my question, because I had asked him. I said, you know, if you talk to Davante, and because basically what he originally said to the first question was that, you know, he's spoken to Davante, they have a good relationship. I was like, well, hey, when a star player has that kind of thought process and you have an open dialogue, it's good to get it out now in May rather than in August, I would imagine, so you know what's going on. And he said, absolutely, that's when he said he's earned that right as the player he is. Just now we talked to Davante less than 5 minutes ago, and basically Davante was like, look, I spent the first month or so when Aaron Rodgers was trying to make a decision what he was going to do, so he was toying with the media, he was putting teases out there, he was saying how great, but the thing is, why wouldn't he? When he played 8 years with him in Green Bay, of course he's going to say that it would be great to bring in Aaron Rodgers. Of course he's going to say one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time that he had a long tenure with would be a good fit with the Raiders. Why wouldn't he say those things? So when he said, I didn't even know they were going after Jimmy Garoppolo or he was on the radar. So when they brought him in, I just didn't see eye to eye, meaning that wasn't my thought process.
Yeah.
They got rid of the guy who was the face of the franchise and the reason that I came here.
Right.
Then they didn't bring in the guy that I spent 8 years with. So that's basically the truth. It's just when a tweet, a quote, a text, a social media, it gets taken out of context, there's more to the whole story, and they both sort of ironed it out. And I believe both of them, because you know what? Since Devontae's been here since last year, he's been fantastic, and I don't think he's ever held back.
So it sounds like, and I wondered that too, if there wasn't some, you mentioned them not bringing in Aaron Rodgers, but also I felt like going back to March of 2022 when Adams did end up with the Raiders, that part of the reason he wanted to end up there was to reunite with Derek Carr from their Fresno State days. So it did seem like maybe some of this was just some, hey, the star player that picked the Raiders now is a little disappointed with the offseason that was, and time heals all wounds, and this will be okay by training camp?
Yeah, and I want you to think about something. This dude played his quarterback in high school was Steve Bono's son. Okay, from there, his quarterback in college was Derek Carr. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. The Raiders, Derek Carr, for a brief minute, right? They had two games, somebody. This will just basically be his third starting quarterback since he graduated high school. Mm. He went from Carr to Rodgers to Carr to his third starting quarterback since he was in high school. That's like 13, 14, 15 years ago. So, you know, it's different, but it's a new challenge. And I think that, you know, and one thing that we noticed today at OTAs was that the Raiders seem to be, I mean, you can't really tell much and it's day one. I get it, but they just seem to be in sync with every drills and going from station to station. And it just seemed like we were on our, like, last week of OTAs and getting ready for minicamp or something. It didn't seem as if it's the first day out there. So I think there's been a lot of progressive movement with everything, and I think that they're going to be fine as far as mindset, chemistry. It's a matter of what McDaniels does with this offense.
All right, Willie, let's hit the ice as the Vegas Golden Knights look to advance to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in franchise history with Game 4 tonight in Dallas. What'd you make of their 4-0 win and just, you know, taking advantage of the major that Jamie Benn took in that first period and then obviously not letting the door open up for Dallas at all after that?
What it told me, and I wrote this for a media outlet that I do some freelancing for, the Sporting Tribune, and my post-game column was, this game three was not won on that goal within the first 2 minutes. It wasn't won when Jamie Benn took the major. This game three was won with 2:22 left in game two and then in overtime. Mm. When the Golden Knights tied the game after being outplayed for 55 minutes and then won in overtime, that deflated the Dallas Stars because at the same time, it just breathed even more confidence and life into a Golden Knights. And I told another reporter here today, she actually is a hockey expert for a local radio network here, Lindsay. I was telling her, I was like, you know, these guys are like sharks in the water and they're smelling the blood. And when they attack, it's relentless. And I think right now they caught Dallas at a weakness. I think we saw that Golden Knights were in Dallas's head, and that's why Jamie Benn did what he did. They're not just in the Dallas Stars' head. They're in the fans' head. I mean, they have to shut down the second period.
Yeah, I was there.
21 seconds left. So I just, you know, Greg, I think it's a mental game at this point, and I think the Golden Knights, what they're not doing, what they did with the Edmonton series with Evander Kane and the other guys. I mean, you saw Alex Pietrangelo take a slash and get suspended.
Right.
They're not letting anybody get under their skin. So they're playing a cool, calm, and collective. We didn't see retaliation from Keegan Kolesar, right? We just saw an outright calm game, and they just played stuck to their guns. Now who's under the pressure? It's Dallas.
So 100%.
I think it goes beyond the skill and the ice and the depth. I think it's a mental game at this point. I think Vegas has the edge.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it just feels like, you know, I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but this is most of a lot of these guys, and the crazy thing is not all of them were Vegas, and there's not many Vegas originals from the team that went to the Stanley Cup Final in 2018, but there's a level of comfort in their own skates in these games where you mentioned their composure and their ability to just kind of go about their business and not allow the moment to get to them. And I think that's a sign of how mentally tough they are and how comfortable they are in these big spots because so many players for the Knights have played in all these big games.
Right. And what's amazing is like the new faces that are here, they've actually built a rapport. I mean, the newest guy, is probably Barbashev that they brought in at the deadline. And then realistically, the rotation in the net. I mean, before he got here, I don't think there's a Golden Knight fan that knew who that dude was. And you would think that they would know from the enemy territory of San Jose. So this, even Jack Eichel, because of coming in and having the surgery and sort of just being around the locker room when he was rehabbing after that surgery in November of 2021 and building relationships then, and he was sort of just looking for a place to belong. I mean, the conversations that I've had with him off the record, just looking for a place to sort of belong where he was misunderstood in Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that helped a lot of the chemistry. The one thing you heard, if you remember back in 2018, what was the common denominator was the misfits, they weren't wanted, and they came together as a team of guys that were outcasts from their previous teams. That's not what this team is, but what they are is a team that has come together after missing the playoffs last season for the first time in franchise history, albeit 5 years, and they've now come together. The locker room is very similar to the previous one for different reasons, and it's that chemistry that sort of helped this team. And that's why you're seeing on certain nights, if Stone and Eichel don't score, they're assisting or they're leading in other ways and helping the other guys get better. The fourth line sometimes is the shutdown line or the offensive line.
Sure. There he is, Willie Ramirez, Vegas sports writer for the Associated Press, kind enough to join us on the Progressive Guest Line. Willie, thank you for your time, and maybe enjoy some Total Wine this weekend.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.